I'm going to read with us this morning. I'm going to read some scripture over in the book of Proverbs. There it is. Proverbs, 7th chapter. 7th chapter, the book of Proverbs. Appreciate song service. Appreciate the young folks. Probably not too familiar with this chapter, but it's a good chapter. It's a good word. You just pray for us. We'll have to get ourselves out of the way. You may not think so, but there's a lot of wisdom in this chapter. The 8th chapter will talk to you about wisdom, but the 7th chapter will tell you about wisdom in a different manner, in a different way. So you listen. We're going to read the entire chapter, I believe it is, 27 verses. Says, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. And call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me, this day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, and aloes, and cinnamon. Come, Let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves, for the goodman is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With a flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths, for she has cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter, the seventh chapter of the book of Proverbs. Not maybe one of your most noted chapters in the Word of God. May sound like that, preacher, you got a hold of something you don't want to preach. Or you've got a hold of a subject that you don't want to preach on. But there's some wisdom in this chapter. There's some instruction in this chapter, and I hope and pray before we sit down today that you'll get the meaning of what this chapter is talking about. Bible says, very first verse, it said, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye." There's a little thought in that of this scripture and the thoughts what we had when we looked the scripture up, but nonetheless it didn't surprise me very much that it was this chapter. You may think, "Why, preacher, that's talking in the days in that of Solomon, my friend." He wanted the young man to understand the way of the woman that had the attire of a harlot. Now listen, that's, you might say, "Preacher, that ain't gonna preach." Well, I'm gonna be honest with you this morning. There's something going on today in our society, in the day that we live in, brethren, that's just as lewd and just as strong as this harlot. Spiritually speaking, you say, "Preacher, you can't preach this spiritually." It is spiritually. Brethren, and the scripture pretty plain, my friend, about what we ought to do with this woman. Go not after her. Follow her not. Her steps, my friend, will lead you to hell. Yes, it will. Brethren, there's so many people today, brethren, that's being overtaken by her that lieth in wait. Bible says she went out And on every corner, my friend, she has set her place, and she has decked herself, and brethren, she has lulled, brethren, a society to sleep. Yes, sir. She has lulled them. Brethren, there's so many things today that people are believing that's not the Word of God, that's just as treacherous as this hall it is today. Yes, sir. And she'll bite you. Yes, she will. Brethren, she'll lay hold of you. Brethren, the Bible said that many strong men have been built low because of her. Brethren, there's a lot of things going on today that people, my friend, has accepted. That people, my friend, has made it a lifestyle. Yes, sir. And they want me, and they want you, my friend, to accept it. Brethren, it's the words of a harlot. It'll take your soul to hell this morning. Bible says, you might say, preacher, that's not what it's talking about. Very same thing. Doctrine. False doctrine. Yeah. Yes, sir. Doctrine, my friend, that's lying in wait. People, my friend, that have made their way a right way, my friend, that God said was a needful way. Yes, sir. Brethren, go not after her. Follow her not. Be not wooed, my friend, by her flattering lips. Listen, nor by her perfume, nor by her aloes. Brethren, she'll lie in wait, and she'll kill you. Because her doctrine is the doctrine of devils this morning. Preacher, it's young people's day. It is. It is. There's a lot of young folks, my friend, need a hold of a doctrine. A good doctrine. Brethren, one that's got some antidote in it. Got some healing virtues. Brethren, nothing wrong with the old time way this morning. Nothing wrong with loving the Lord. With all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And if there's another commandment, it's like this. Love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hangeth the law and the commandments. Brethren, nothing wrong with that. We're living in a society that don't want that. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Brethren, they don't want to be talked to. Brethren, about the Word of God today. They don't want the cure. They don't want the medicine, my friend, for healing. They want the medicine of slumber and sleep. Yes, sir. They want the medicine, my friend, that'll lull them. That'll soothe them. Brethren, something, my friend, that'll damn your soul. Brethren, it sounds good. Brethren, but it's full of poison this morning. Yea, the little ones. You go back in the Old Testament. And you read, my friend, and it says our children have played over the hole of the asp. And the asp was a venomous viper, a venomous snake. My friend, it would kill them. Brethren, your children don't belong to this society today. Preacher, they're teaching them things that ain't right. Well, you teach them different. What's wrong with that? Yeah, it's in our next paragraph. To religiously educate our children. To religiously educate our children. Folks, you might say, preacher, it won't get that. Brethren, it's already here! Don't tell me it won't get that bad. Don't tell me. I'll be honest with you. Brethren, I thought a lot of times, I told a man one day, and I thought a good bit of the man, but he is coaching my son. He said something, and I said, brother, he didn't learn it from me. Yes, sir. Amen. He didn't learn it from me. He didn't hear it from me. Amen. No, sir. Brother Solomon said, my son, thank God, get a hold of this commandment this morning. He said, it's a commandment of life. Did you hear that? It's a commandment of life. You say, preacher, you're that old and set in your ways. You can call me an old fogey. You can call me what you want to. But thank God when he calls me, I'm going to be gone! 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 Yeah. Woo! But till he does, I'm going to preach to you, this woman, my friend, you need to avoid her. You need to not pass by her corner. Yes, sir. There's places in this world that you can go, my friend, and you can do and live just like you want to do. But listen, brethren, every one of us gonna give an account, brethren, of what we do. Solomon also said in the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, go to now, young man, live like you want to live. Do what you want to do. But let it be known that for everything that you do, you will be held accountable. Amen. Don't like that word, do we? Amen. Accountability. Amen. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, you say, preacher, you're not preach about a harlot, my friend. Her ways are the ways to hell. Her ways are the ways to death. Yes, sir. Ain't a lot of them preach that today. No, sir, not a lot of them, my friend, would touch this chapter. My friend, they'd avoid it. Yes, they would. They'd pass by it. Brethren, it's full of wisdom. Not only for the natural man, but for the spiritual man as well. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Naturally speaking, my friend, Solomon was talking about a woman that decked herself. Yes, sir. That made herself presentable. And that lied in wait. Brethren, many a man has lost his manhood because of her this morning. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Just be plain with you. Better the thoughts of a man, better than the thoughts of a harlot, my friend, or harlotry. They may pass through the mind of a man, but he don't have to entertain them. Amen. You know that? No, sir. No, sir. If you know she lives on that corner, brethren, find you another route. You hear me? Find you another route. Brethren, her voice will lull you. And brethren, her poison will kill you this morning. Yes, it will. Preacher, why didn't you get us a young preacher? You got one. Listen, I know. You ought to have been here Wednesday night. You think this is a message? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's things, my friend, that mean you need to recognize. Brother, it takes God's help, brother, to make it through these things. Yes, sir. Preacher, I'm saved. I'm going to tell you something that an old man said. He said, I can't handle the devil. He said, I can't give him a good fight. He said, but you let me and the Lord get a hold of him. He'll take his flight.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
He will.
Oh,
today.
Amen.
Ain't that right, Danny? Yes, sir. He'll go. He'll flee. Brother, he'll run like a scared cat, my friend. Preacher, you can't preach this to our young people. Why can't I? They're hearing a lot of the other. They're hearing a lot of that rotten doctrine. Yes, they are. They're hearing that, my friend, that we're in a society that ought to accept. Can I tell you that God don't accept? I can prove it to you. By the word of God. I'm going to say this. I've said this many a time, but there's something about me, my friend, that overcome this world. Yes, it will. You know what it is? It's my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That'll overcome the world. Yes, it will. And the world can't do nothing about it. They can't dictate. I'm not in a dictatorship. Are you? God don't dictate to me. No, He don't. He lets me have choices. Brethren and sister, we're living in a society that says you have to accept. But I'm going to preach to you this morning, you don't have to accept. You don't have to accept what the devil's giving you. You don't have to accept, my friend, what's on the street corner. Brethren, find you a different way of traveling. Yes, sir. There's things going on that, my friend, about all this mumbo jumbo about who you are. Let them figure out what they are. And I've got one answer for every one of them. Jesus. He's the answer, but I'm going to be honest with you. I asked a man one not too long ago, just a couple of weeks ago, matter of fact. He asked me a question about some of this, and I said, well, where in the world do you think you come from? Bottom line. Where do you think you come from? Something don't line up. Brethren, it just won't stay. It ain't never stuck. It ain't going to stand today. Amen. Preacher, they'll stone you. Maybe. Messages like this don't get too many hits. You know that? But it don't matter. It's the truth. It doesn't matter this morning. Brethren, the world ain't going to tell you what I'm telling you this morning. Brethren, the society that you live in going to tell you that you're wrong. Brethren, for hating that lifestyle. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you believe there's hope for a harlot? Not a trick question. Do you believe? Now I'm going, this is a hard one. Do you believe, my friend, that there's hope for this society? There's been a hope made. There's been a remedy. Yes, sir. There's been, my friend, enough blood given to save this entire humanity.
Amen.
If they want it. If they'll accept it. You go to Leviticus, I believe it is, 18th chapter, 18th chapter. You just, it'd do you good just to make it a personal project to take the book of Leviticus and study it. It would. You'd find out something. Huh? Who are you going to find something about, preacher? God. Huh? Yes, sir. You'll find out about the Lord and how his lifestyle is. Yes, you would. Brethren, there's things in this word, my friend, that there's not any of us that will ever change it. You want to talk about stone? You want to talk about it written in stone? It's written. It's written. Brethren, after the Old Testament, it come down to the New Testament. You know what the Lord said? He said, I'll put my laws in your heart. That what he said? In your heart. Brethren, they get in your heart. Brethren, it's hard for the devil to creep in. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Brethren, there's things that we need to understand. Brethren, that's out there, that's lurking, that's lying in wait. Lying in wait. Brethren, for your soul. For your soul. Did you hear that? Did you know that Rahab was a harlot? Brethren, the Bible said she hid the spies. The Hebrew. She hid them. Yes, sir. And she just didn't hide them. She told the men that was looking for them, said, they gone. Send after them. They probably good ways off. Brethren, when they left, she let them spies out, brethren, of her window with a scarlet thread. Yes, sir. And there was one thing binding that oath. She said, you remember me. And them two spies, they told her, said, this thread shall be left hanging in this window. Said, if it ain't there, said, our oath not binding. I can't help but to believe, folks, they marched around that city 13 times. I believe that thread was there the first day, don't you? I do. I don't believe she figured out about 6 days into it she better put that thread out. Brethren, I believe it was there the first day. She wanted to be remembered. You know why she wanted to be remembered? She said, we've heard. We've heard about you and your God. What you've done. Brethren, and she didn't want to be destroyed. They said, get all your family. Bring all your family. Get them all in here. Brethren, if that thread's in the window, by God, you'll be spared. You don't think the Lord will spare you this morning? Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you folks. You got to stay away from that rotten doctrine. Yes, sir. But I can't help it. It might look like that. Why, preacher, we just going to have to leave this world. That's what some of them told Paul. They said, we just need to be not in this world. He said, nay. He said, you live in this world, but said, you just don't be as the world. Huh? Be as the world. We're different, folks. We're changed. Brethren, we're bought by the blood of the Lamb. Folks, we don't live like the world. No, we don't. No, we don't. You listen. You go and read this instruction. Bible says in the 8th chapter, the first verse, it says, doth not wisdom cry? and understanding put forth her voice. Doth not wisdom cry? Did you know this morning that there's not one of you sitting here, folks, that I personally can make you do anything? Can't do it. Don't have that kind of power. You said, preacher, the Lord ain't going to make me do it. Well, you know, I'd hate to be a child of God with the attitude that he ain't going to make me. He ought not have to. If you're one of his, there ought to be a desire.
That's right.
Ain't that right?
Amen.
Hey, there ought to be a desire in your heart to do right. Not to go down the corner of her street. No, sir. Preacher, I can handle about anything. You can't handle the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
You can't do it. Go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, and see what he tells you to put on. That you might be able to stand the wiles of the devil. Think about it. Well, preacher, I got on the helmet of salvation. There's a lot more to it than just being saved. There's a lot of folks, my friend, I'm just going to preach it. My friend, there's a lot of folks saved right here, but it ain't here.
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
Makes a difference.
Amen.
Preacher, does it really make a difference? It makes all the difference. Brethren, you got it right there, it won't last. It won't last. Well, preacher, I went down, I got up, and I told the church I was saved.
Amen.
Ain't going to work.
Amen.
I was baptized. Ain't nothing but a wet one.
Amen.
Huh?
Right.
Think about it. You say, preacher, you're judging. There's too many of you saved right there.
Yeah. Bless
him,
Lord.
Folks, it takes it.
Amen.
In the heart. He takes the old stony heart out. What did he take it out for? That he might put in a heart of flesh. One, thank God, he can work with. One, he can mold. One that a lesson rather than one that needs him today. But you know, a lot of folks today, they don't need the Lord. Just look around. Just look around. I can't help it. I can't help it. I can't help what's come our way. I can't help, my friend, what COVID brought a few years. I'm going to tell you something. COVID brought something, my friend. And brethren, it took most of them's shout away from them. They ain't shouting this morning. They ain't worshiping this morning. My preacher, they're at home. I don't care. Don't take it wrong. Those is looking on. I ain't telling you to cut your TV, your radio, whatever off. But I'll tell you one thing. It is not, my friend, a substitute for the real thing. No, it ain't. No way, form, or fashion. Preacher, you already in trouble. I'll just be in trouble.
Bless him, Lord.
Brethren, there's things that has lulled people to sleep. Bible says, it's in the book of Proverbs. Read it. A little slumber, a little sleep, a little folding of the hands.
Amen. Go.
And going to sleep. So shall thy poverty be.
Amen.
Brethren, you may be swimming in that, But brethren, you're lacking the main ingredient. You hear me? You hear me? Brethren, there's more things in this world than just the things that are in the world. Did you know that? Yes, they are. Why did Solomon want his son, brethren, to lay hold of his commandments this morning? He said, their life. He said, take it and bind it about thy neck. Do you know why, under the law, my friend, that they wore frontlets? They wore frontlets. Yes, they did. That it might remind them about their Lord. Do you need a frontlet? They're going to cast me out anyway. You need that little red dot?
Bless him, Lord.
Huh? You need those beads. I'm honest. You need that prayer cloth. Brother, you lay down, turn toward something. You hear me? You say, preacher, you got to be toward Jerusalem. Thank God if you're praying. If you're praying, you're praying toward Jerusalem this morning. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Do I need to read it again this morning? Brethren, she's got death. She's got hell. Yes, sir. That's what happened. You say, preacher, there ain't no doctrine out there like that. No, it's love. It's saying come.
Yeah.
It's just saying come. I'm not going to get into all the particulars this morning. I believe with all my heart, brethren, what God set down for the children of Israel in the Old Testament, brethren, was a way of life. Did you hear me? It was a way of life. They had to do it naturally. Thank God we've got to do it spiritually. Yes, sir? Yes, sir? Brethren, our actions, reactions, everything ought to be toward Him. Everything, my friend, ought to be about Him. Brethren, He saved us. He gloriously saved us. Brethren, and He's given us life eternal. Come get a verse song. There's a preacher, you ain't gonna leave it just like that. Yes, I am. There's some things, my friend, I've always said this about this chapter. Brethren, the Lord, as He says over in the New Testament, I've already said it once this morning, there's two commandments that hangeth on the law, and those two, number one, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength. And the second, like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's one word in that first one, my friend, that I'm persuaded has a hard time fitting most lives. Listen, you know what that word is? All. All. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, all thy mind, all thy strength, all. We got a song we sang sometimes, says, all to Jesus I surrender. I surrender all. You know what the Lord, I'm just going to say it, you know what the Lord expects from us? All. All.
Yeah.
Folks, it ain't a part-time job. It ain't a part-time relationship. Brethren, it's an all relationship, or it's none. Read it. Preacher, I don't like chapters like that. I don't understand them. You want me to re-preach what I just preached to you?
Bless him, Lord.
Think about it. Think about it. There's doctrines out there, my friend, that is rotten as hell itself.
Yeah.
And that's where you'll wind up.
Amen.
They're smooth. They're smooth. You say, preacher, you're on dangerous ground. I'm sure I am. I'm sure I am. Now I'm going to be honest with you. Same one, my friend, that called me to preach, and you know what he wants me to preach? All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. Leroy? Preacher, you believe stuff like that, it ain't for me. I'm not here to discourage people, but I'll tell you one thing. If you don't want to come and go with us, my friend, we may not be for you.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
The Lord Jesus Christ, there was an old gentleman told me one day, we was just talking. He said, Randy, he said, there's some people in this world Jesus Christ himself can't satisfy.
Yeah.
He told the truth. He told the truth.
Amen.
They was men and women alike in the days that Jesus walked on the face of this earth that, my friend, they wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
And eventually did. They thought, let's stand.
Look at 296 in the Psalms of Faith.